Inon meyais liyais. Halacha is, if a kid had fever and then he gets well, you have to wait a complete 7 days, a 24-hour period, until you can give him the bris milah. So the kid, if he got well 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on the 8th day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the time to give a bris milah, not before. So therefore, it's very good. He got well 3 in the afternoon. Now, on erev Pesach, 2 o'clock, you brought the Korban Pesach. At that time, it wasn't the Zman yet to give him a bris milah. So you were allowed to make the Korban Pesach. But now, by night time, it already came the time when you could give him a bris milah. And if you did not give him a bris milah, the halacha is that your kid is makid, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, is this true that you need meis leis? V'otani ludoi, that's the shem of a chacham, that yoyim avrosoi kiyem hivoldoi. The day a kid becomes well is just like the day he's born. So my love, doesn't it mean to tell us, ma yom hivoldo, the same way the day a kid is born, that loy bina meis leis. We know when a kid is born, he can be born 5 in the afternoon. That's considered like the first day. You only have to wait till the 8th day in the morning, you can give him a bris. You do not need a complete 7 of 24-hour periods. It's enough, the day he's born, it's enough, whatever time he's born that day, it's called like 1 day. So doesn't he mean to say that after Yom HaVrosoi, the same way if a kid was born with temperature, and then the temperature goes away, that day is considered like the day he's born, that even if he got well 3 in the afternoon, that's considered like 1 full day, and at the beginning of the 8th day in the morning, you can make the bris milah. So Mar says, loy. What he meant to say was here was just loy. Really, binim meis leis. That's part of the kasha. So Mar says, loy, odif yom havrosam yom yivoldoi. The day a kid gets well is more stricter than the day he's born. Dilu yom yivoldoi, the day that he's born, loy binim meis leis. You do not have to have a complete 7 24-hour periods. Dilu yom havrosam, the day he gets well, binim meis leis. Need a complete 7 24-hour periods, then at the beginning of the 8th day, at that time that he got well, you could first make the bris milah. Then Rashi explains, what does Ludoi mean, Yom Avros is Yom Yivoldoi? Just means to teach us that just like when he's born, you can't give him a bris milah that day, you have to wait till the 8th day. The same way, whenever the temperature goes away, you can't give him a bris milah that day, you have to wait till 7 complete days pass by, and then the 8th day, you give him the bris milah. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Shiloh. We want to have a case where there's a Chiddush that on Erev Pesach, Bishas, you made the Korban at Pesach, your son did not need a bris milah. Mashen came by night time, when it came time for you to eat the Korban, at that time already your son was mechuyev in a bris milah, and in the case that you did not give him a bris milah, the halacha is, his milah is makiv that you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So first, before we gave a teretz vosha chotzos akama, where your son had fever, and the bris was pushed off for another 8 days, and on the 8th day, you have to wait meis leis until he gets better. So he first became better 3 in the afternoon, so there's a man to make the milah first 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the case is that you already brought the Korban Pesach at 2 o'clock, and now it's 3 o'clock, there's a man of the milah, so if you don't make the milah, it's not give you at night time, you can't eat the Korban. That was one teretz. Now the Gemara says, Rev Papa Roma going to Koyev Le Enei, Leonuka. We're talking about where the kid, a regular kid that was born, and the 8th day came out on Erev Pesach. But in the morning he had an eyeache. The kid's eye is bothering him. The Ispach, Bene, and it became well, let's say like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So over here, the law is you do not have to wait another 7 days, complete 7 days, until you make the bris. Here the halacha is, since he did not have fever, when the ayah goes away, you're allowed to make the milah. So there's a case that in the morning or in the afternoon when you brought your korban, you did not have a chiyuv to give your son a bris milah. And now late in the afternoon when the pain went away, now was the chiyuv to give a milah. And if you don't give him the milah now, then at night time you're not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. Rav Amar Rav says in other cases, Kegoin Shohoyu Oviv Vimoy Chavushim Beveso Asurim. We're talking about what the parents were locked up in jail. If they're locked up in jail, the pshat is that at the time when they had the Korban Pesach brought for them, in other words, they had a shliach, somebody bring the Korban for them, they're locked up in jail, it's not biyada, they're an onus, they can't make a bris milah on their son. So it's not makiv then. Then later in the afternoon they become freed, and now that they're free, now the chiv is upon them to give their son a bris milah. So if they don't give the son a bris milah, at night time they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Rav Kana Bre de Rav Nechemi Omar Kegoin Tumtum Shenikra. We're talking about your son that was born at the eighth day today, but he was born a Tumtum. That means the Mokum of his Eva, the Mokum of the Mila, was covered up with skin. And we cannot tell really if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. Tumtum means the place there of the Erva is covered up, so we don't know what he is. So the kid, sir, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you brought your Korban Pesach, your son was still a Tumtum, so you did not know if he needs a Bris Mila or not, so he's not Makiv in the Asiya. But what happened was Shenikra. Later in the afternoon, the skin ripped over there. V'nimtza zocher b'nei u'b'nei. After you brought the Korban Pesach, now usnesgala, now we find out that you have a boy. And now that the skin ripped, and we see his aver, so there's a mitzvah now to give him a bris milah, like he was born 8 days ago. So now if you don't give him the bris milah by night time, when it comes at night time, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Rav Sharbi Omar kegoin shohoitzi roishoi chutz l'pruzdor. We're talking about a kid was born 8 days ago. How was he born? Just his head came out of his mother. That's all, just his head. And the rest of his body is inside his mother still. So the halacha is, when your head comes out, it's called you were born. So Lamaisa, this son was born 8 days ago. Now on Erev Pesach, the eighth day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when his whole body comes out. So that's the first time you can give him a bris milah. So at 1 o'clock when you brought your Korban Pesach, since his body was still inside the stomach, you couldn't give him a bris milah. So therefore he was not makiv, he didn't stop you from bringing the Korban Pesach. However, now at night time, since the body came out already, so there's a chiyuv to give him a bris milah, if you didn't give it to him in the afternoon, at night you can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true such a case that the kid will live? Or mi chayai, does such a kid live? For your Tanya will learn like this. Kivon sheyotzel avru olam. As soon as a baby comes out on this world, comes out on the air of this world, is niftach hasosim. It's opened up like his mouth is now opened up, which was sosim closed inside his mother's stomach. V'nistam hapasuach. And what was open in the mother's stomach, the navel, the cord that fed him, that becomes closed. As soon as you come out, that gets closed. Shel molei kein, because if not for this, and yochol lechayas afilu shorachas, you will not be able to live even 1 second. Like if your mouth does not open up, you can't breathe, you won't be able to live. So the question is over here then, how could you say this kid just his head came out? So the churid means to say that what, that his mouth opened up, and by the navel cord he got closed up. And if it got closed up over there, so how could he live? Wasn't yearning, his mother wasn't nursing him these 8 days. How could he live for 8 days this way? So the Gemara says, Hachava Mayaskinin, now what we're talking about over here, Kegoin Dizonse Ishaso. We're talking about there was fever involved. We'll soon see one of the two, either the child or the mother, had fever. And the heat of the body, that's what nourished him. From the heat, he got his nourishment. So the Gemara says, Ishaso Deman. Who had fever? Who was sick? Elaim Ishisididei, if you want to say the kid himself had fever, the kid himself was sick. If the kid himself was sick, so then, Ihochi Kol Shiva Boy, now when he gets well, when the fever goes away, the law is he should have to wait another 7 days. How could you make the first meal today? How is this a case that in between the Korban Pesach and the Achila, there's a Chiyav Mila? If the fever first went away today on Erev Pesach, this mana bris is not for another 7 days, another complete 24-hour period, so 7 days. And then first, at the beginning of the eighth day, you can make the milah. So Mor says, Elo dezonsa isha sod ime. We're talking about with the mother who had fever. And the fever of the mother's body, that's what kept him alive his last 7 days. The boy is saying, another terence is, Hani mili, when do we say the kid can't live? Heche deloi moi. When Rashi learns, when he doesn't cry, if he doesn't start crying, where he starts crying, then he could live. That's the way Rashi learns. If the kid is crying, then he could live, even though his body is inside, be his head is crying outside, he could live. Tosis learns it means, if it's still attached. In other words, kol zaman, the mother's cord. the navel cord is still attached to the baby, even though the head came out, he could still live. But when they cut the cord, that's called nistam. As nistam doesn't mean the metzias when he come out, nistam means when they cut the cord. So if they didn't cut the cord yet, lemaisa, the kid could still live. So that was the case here, they didn't cut the cord, and the kid lived these last 7 days, and now the 8th day, his whole body comes out, after the father already brought the korban Pesach. It's not a lachar, it's only makiv in the achila. If he did not make the bris milah by nighttime, he's not allowed to eat from the korban Pesach. Yeah, now the more says in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Beno, Orel Mekabel Hazor. If a person is an Orel, he didn't have a bris milah yet, and he touched a mace, he has tumas mace on him, and he wants to become tohor from the tumas mace, so the locher is that on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, you have to make hazor, you have to spritz on him, spray on him from the water of the mechatis. From the, you take a poraduma, you burn it, and you put water into the yeshes. From this mechatis, you have to make hazor. So if you make the hazor, you spritz it on the person, he becomes tohor, even though he's still a noral. What's the raya? Shekei metzino ba'avaseinu. We find this happens by avaseinu. Shekiblu hazor kishen arelim. That when Klai Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, that they still had, they had tumas mace on them, and they wanted to become tor in order to bring a korban Pesach, like we'll soon see. So they made hazor before they made a bris milah, and the hazor helped that they became tor. So you see, you can make hazor on a person even though we're still normal. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, V'yohom olu min ha'yardim b'yesel ha'chodesh ha'rishon, is the Klai Yisrael, after the Dor HaMidbar, after 40 years in the Midbar, they went over the yard, they had to come into Eretz Yisrael, and they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. And they wanted to make a Korban Pesach, so they only had 4 more days to go. And they were Tomei Meis, because they buried their fathers that died in the Midbar, and now they wanted to be Torah to bring a Korban Pesach. And the Ma'is Suwal, like we'll soon see, the Eden in the Midbar, whoever was born in the Midbar, did not have a Bris Milah. So they had to do 2 things. They had to give themselves a Bris Milah, and to make Hazor. So Gemara says, B'yatsara le'moyli. On the 10th day, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Pshita, they did not make a Bris Milah that day. Mishom Chulsha D'Yorcha, they were tired from traveling, it was a Sakona, that day to make a Bris. So they did not make the Bris that day. They were still in Oro. Now, Hazor Amos Ovidlu, when was the last day possible for them to make the Hazor? That the Lochrish, you have to make it on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. So if they wanted to be Tor by Yud Dalet Ben Nisan in order to bring the Korban Pesach, they had to make the Hazor on the 10th day of Nisan. Is Amos Ovidlu, is Lav Kishen Arelim? Didn't they make the Hazor, the first Hazor, on the 10th day of Nisan before they had the Bris Milah? So that was the 3rd day, and then the 7th day would be Yud Dalet Ben Nisan in the morning, so they would be Torah to bring the Korban Pesach. But I call upon him, you see, even though they did not have a Bris Milah yet, the Hazor helped. So Gemara says, V'dilma lo'yovet Pesach klal. No, maybe that year they didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Maybe they did not make Hazor on the 10th day of Nisan. So Gemara says, lo'yislak abayetach, don't say like that. T'yachsiv, because the pasuk says clearly, V'ayas es ha-Pesach. It says that year Klai Yisrael did bring the Korban Pesach. So they had to become Tor first. So therefore, they made Hazor before they had the Bris Milah. For the Gemara, Maskev lo mazutra, V'dilma may be Pesach abo betum hoyo. Maybe Enoch Narmi, they were still Tomei Bishas, they brought the Korban Pesach on Yudala Benisin. Like it's a Korban Tzibur, and Betumo, it's Hutra. If you have rogue Tzibur's Tomei, you're allowed to bring it. So maybe they didn't make Hazor altogether, so you have no proof anymore that you let him make Hazor on somebody that's an Oral. So Gemara says, no, Omalei Ravashi, Tanya Behedji, we learned the Farish in Ebraisa, that year, Molu, Klai Yisrael made a Bris Milom, V'tovlu, then they went to the Mikvah on Erev Pesach, V'yosu Pescheim B'tayro, and they brought the Korban Pesach B'tayro. So how could that be? Either had Tumas Mace on them, that had it be there on the 10th day, as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, they made the Paraduma then, they had the Mechatas at least then, and they were Matar themselves, even though they were still in Oral on the 10th day of Nisan. Omar Rova by Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Lenitno Priyas Milo L'Avram Avinu. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Milah, he only had the mitzvah Chatichas Arul of cutting off the Yerulim. But he did not have the second part of the mitzvah Priya, that means to uncover the top membrane of the Mokam Milah. He didn't have the mitzvah of Priya. Shenemar Posek says, Bo'eisahi Omra Hashem El Yeshua, Asei Luchor Chavay Surim. He said, that time when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, now's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to make the milah, to make a mitzvah priya. Mashma, that before they did not have the mitzvah priya. Tosfos speaks out, even though Avraham Avinu did not have the mitzvah, but in Mikomokim Avraham Pora, Avad Avraham Avinu Lamaisa did do a good milah, did make the priya also. Just like it's brought down that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Eruv Tzav Shilin. So Zichu Mistavri, he did the milah the right way. Just that Tzivli Hashem did not command him to do it until now when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara of Eduma Hanech Deloy Moil, maybe here what the Pasuk is saying, make a bris milah, doesn't mean like to make a second one. Just means to say that people that were born in the Midbar that did not have a bris milah, they have to make a milah now. But maybe the mitzvah priya was given before, and Hashem is just telling them now make a milah on the ones that did not have it yet. The Pasuk says, Kimulim hoyu kolom ha-yotzim. Hey, the whole Klal Yisrael that came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, they had a bris milah. Hey, b'schus that da milah, they were nigol, they had a bris milah then. But v'cholom ha-yeludim, all the people that were born in the Midbar, by then they did not have a bris milah. Now when they went into Eretz Yisrael 40 years later, the ones, the children that came into Eretz Yisrael, they needed a bris milah. But maybe not because they had to do it over again to be mekayim the mitzvahs priya. Maybe they had the mitzvahs priya before already. So Gemara says, "Him came, if so, my shuv." What's this lashon of shuv? Like Rashi says, "Demashna zimna achriti." It's mashma to do the milah a second time. And the lav shema mina priya. It has to tell us, teach us that there's a chiyah priya. In other words, even though the people that had a bris milah done to them already, still there was this new tzivoy like to do it over again. What do you mean to do it over again? Because now was the first time they had a tzivoy, the commandment, to make the mitzvah priya by the milah also. Fred Gemara, my shuv, elav la priya, or my shenis, Fred Gemara, once you dash in the word shuv, so what do you do with the word shenis the second time? So Gemara says, le'yakushay soif milah letchilas milah. To learn out the end part of milah from the beginning of the milah. What does that mean? Ma tchilas milah ma keves, just like the beginning of the milah, to cut off the erlah, is makiv. If you don't cut off the erlah, you're not a gemalta, you're still an erl. Av soif milah makvim boim. Even the end of the milah, if you leave over one small piece of meat there, covering up the atara, still you're not yet to the mitzvah. The tanan, like we learned, Elohein tzitzin ha-makvin es-ha-milah. These are the pieces of meat that is left over there, stops the milah, you're not yet to the mitzvah. What are the tzitzin? Tzitzin means strands of meat. Bosar ha-choyfes roiv ha-torah. Meat that covers over most roiv of the atorah, that's this round ring at the tip of the milah. The atorah. V'yein oichol b'truma. And who adin what? He can't eat truma. The kain is called an oral. He's not allowed to eat truma. And Omar Ravina v'iteima Rav Yirmiyah Baraba, Omar Rav, said over the name of Rav, that what does it mean that Bosar HaChoyfah is Roiv HaTorah? It means Bosar HaChoyfah, the meat, the strand of the meat that covers over, as Roiv Goiva Shil HaTorah, the most of the height of the HaTorah. In other words, the HaTorah, that's the ring, the round ring, the thickness, the thickest part of the Aver, where the ring goes around it. Then it becomes smaller and smaller till the end of it. But the a little further up, the round ring, that's the atarah. Now, if a piece of meat is left there covering it up, it passes the milah. What do you mean, what does it mean, roiv of the atarah? It doesn't mean around the atarah, roiv of the length around the atarah. That's a long piece. It means that any little part of the atarah, the roiv of the height of the atarah, roiv goiva shel atarah. Mamish, any little piece of meat that's still there, the roiv, the majority of the height, that's a very small amount there, the height, of the atar itself. If roiv of the height of any small part of the atar is still covered up with meat, that's mark of the milah, you're not mekayim mitzvahs milah. Now the Gemara says, uva midbar my time leimol. How come in the midbar, the 40 years in the midbar, Klal Yisrael did not make the milah? That's what our Gemara holds here. Tosfos brings down that in Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel, in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it's mashma shemolu. There it's mashma, Tosfos brings out that they did make a milah in the midbar. The comma there, it says in the pasuk Mimon or for Yaakov, it means Rei Kol Amidbar Shoyimolu Me'alosayin Shoyisrael. So the mashma they did make a mila. The Torah brings down that the Megillah stormed the Rabbeinu Nissen Nani mashma Shemolu Vloy Paru. They made the mila, but they did not make a mitzvah priya. But I call upon them here in the Gemara's mashma, they did not make a mila at all. So Gemara asks, why not? How come they did not make the mila in the midbar? So Gemara answers, Iboy Yisema, one teretz is, Mishum Chulsha de Yurcha. Pashi, it was like a sakana, they were traveling, and therefore they were tired from traveling. Even though Luchura, there were places that they rested a long time, so if they rested there, how come they didn't make the bris mila then? So it could be the pshat is that they did not know how long they would rest, how long they would be there, but they never knew how long they were going to stay in one place. So in other words, so they first got to a new place. They were tired that day and they couldn't make the bris mila as a sakana. By the next day already, they couldn't sit down to make a bris mila because they were afraid maybe the onan would start moving and they'll have to start traveling right away. So via sakana. So therefore they never had time to make the bris mila. Mishum chusha d'yurcha.